Moshe attempts to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be given the ability to cross the Yarden and enter into Eretz Yisrael, but he is not allowed. And instead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands him as follows, Alei Rosh HaPiska, go to the summit of Pisgah, Vesa Inecha, Yama Vitzafona, Veseimana Umizracha, Urei Beinecha, Kilosavar Seyarden Ezeh. You can see it, but you will not be able to cross the Yarden. So go to Rosh HaPiskah. Now, what's the significance of Rosh HaPiskah? Rosh HaPiskah is the burial site for Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know from Zos HaBracha, the last perek, Pasuk Aleph. Vayal Moshe Ba'arvos Moav El Har Nevo. Moshe went up to Har Nevo, Rosh HaPiskah, Asher Al Pnei Yerecho. So the top of Pisgah. So Rosh HaPiskah, that is the burial plot, the burial site of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Pasuk continues after we learn that Moshe was refused entrance or entry into the land of Israel. V'tzaves Yehoshua v'chaskevam. Say, instead, strengthen Yehoshua because he's going to be the leader. And then, what seems to be a little tangent, a one pasuk tangent before the next perek, v'neshev bagai mul beis por, that the Klal Yisrael was stationed in the valley next to beis por. What exactly is happening? What's the significance of beis por? So Rashi clues us in and says that in Beis Peor, in that area, they were worshipping Avodah Zarah. And despite the fact that they're worshipping Avodah Zarah, and despite the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was denied entry into Eretz Yisrael, nevertheless, we have the next pasuk in Perek Dalid, that they were allowed to enter into Eretz Yisrael as a nation, and they were forgiven for their sin, the double whammy sin of being seduced by Benos Moav and worshipping Baal Peor. Va'ata Yisrael, Shmael Achukim Velamishpatim, Asher Anuchim Melamed Eschem Lasos, Laman Tichyun, Uvosem, V'rishtim Esaretz, Asher Hashem Elokei Avoseichem, Nosein Lachem. That Kadosh Baruch Hu says, everything that happened between us, with the Avodah Zarah, with the seduction, Hakol Macholach, says Rashi. And we're going to move on and continue our way towards Eretz Yisrael. So ask the Chasam Sofer, what's the connection between Moshe's burial site and Beis Peor? So says the Chasam Sofer, it's actually a Beferish Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota asks, Amar Rab Chami Bar Chanina, Mipnei Ma Nikbar Moshe Eitzel Beis Peor. Why was Moshe buried near Beis Peor? Kedei Lechaper Al Maisa Peor. Because he is his burial plot, he will atone for what took place in Peor. And Tosfos has a fascinating comment. Tosfos writes that every year, Baal Peor, or Beis Peor, rises up to the heavens and is mekatreg on Klal Yisrael and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, punish them. They don't deserve to be your chosen people because of what they did. Vayitzameid b'Baal Peor. Get rid of them, klaim, destroy them. And what happens, says Tosfos, based on the Medrash, that every time they attempt this, Moshe, who says he's shokei up to his nose, he's buried into up to his nose, he looks up, and as soon as Baal Peor sees Moshe, they hide back down, they run away, and they end their kitrug. So Moshe, in effect, is able to be matzil Klal Yisrael every year when the Beis Peor tries to accuse, once again, Klal Yisrael. So says the Chasam Sofer, perhaps it is fitting that Moshe was buried outside of Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Laaretz. He needs to be there, because there would be no one else who could save Klal Yisrael, like Moshe. And it was important, it says the Chasam Sofer, Huchrach Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom Lamus Bamidbar V'lios Kavur Mul Beis Peor. He needed to be buried there. But the Shaila is that Moshe never really thought that Klal Yisrael would need to be saved. He figured they were tzaddikim, and they didn't need someone to stand up for them and defend them against the charges of Beis Peor. But this is not, this was a continuous accusation, not based on what happened only in the past, but what continues after Moshe Rabbeinu. That Beis Peor stands up and says, you see these Jews, how they're acting now? They did it before, and they're continuing to act this way. Moshe didn't think it was necessary, so Moshe was davening, please, let me go across the Jordan. I don't need to live many years in Eretz Yisrael. Just bury me in Eretz Yisrael. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I need you to be buried in Chutz La'aretz, because that is where you will be able to save and defend Klal Yisrael, and defend their honor, and give them a chance each and every year to survive as a nation and as a people. And that, perhaps, as the Chasam Sofer is pshat in the Medrash, based on the Pasuk in Bezos HaBracha, that we're told that Moshe went up to Har Nevo, and in Pasuk Beis, we're told that's Pasuk Aleph, and in Pasuk Beis it says, Ves kol Naftali, Ves Eretz Ephraim, Menashe, Ves kol Eretz Yehuda, Ad HaYamacharon, that Moshe was able to see from Har Nevo, he could see all of Eretz Yisrael from Gilad to Dan, all of Naphtali, the whole area of Ephraim and Menashe, the whole land of Yehuda, Ad Hayam Ha'acharon, until as far as the Western Sea, as the Mediterranean. Says the Medrash, don't read it Ad Hayam Ha'acharon, but rather read it Ad Hayom Ha'acharon, that till the final day, Moshe is there in Chutz La'aretz, standing up, coming to the aid and the defense of Klal Yisrael. And perhaps now we understand that Moshe's burial in Chutz La'aretz was intentional, and that has saved us over and over and over again in our history. And we are, to a certain degree, as distressing as it is that Moshe was never able to live his dream and enter into Eretz Yisrael, he continues to live his other dream and continues to be that shining light and that leader for Klal Yisrael to this very day. And now we have a better understanding of the Pasuk, Ale Rosh HaPiskah, go up to the summit of Pisgah, your burial plot, your burial site. V'sa einecha, lift up your eyes, Yama v'tzafona v'seimano mizracha, you gaze west, north, south, and east. Where are you gazing? You're gazing at all of Klal Yisrael as a unit. See how they're behaving. See how they're acting. Ure'ei ve'einecha. See it with your very own eyes. And be there to protect Klal Yisrael. Ki lo savor. Don't allow them to be crossed over. Make sure that you are staying in Beis Peor so that you will make sure that they're never passed over. And they always remain Klal Yisrael and Avarim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a great day.